The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are continuing with our review of the investigators in the revised core set with Wendy Adams, the survivor investigator. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. The survivor investigator in the revised core set is Wendy Adams, the urchin. She has 4 willpower, 3 intellect, 1 combat, and 4 agility. She has the drifter trait. As a response, when you reveal a chaos token, choose and discard 1 card from your hand, cancel that chaos token, and return it to the bag. Reveal a new chaos token, limit once per test, per ability. And as her elder sign is +0, if Wendy's amulet is in play, you automatically succeed instead. She has 7 health and 7 sanity. Love Wendy's stat line, and her special ability is sweet.
She is Wendy's just really good. All around good, yeah. She has 7 health and 7 sanity too, which is nothing to scoff at either. You know, you're able to tank a decent amount of out of damage in either regard, which is really good for survivors. 4 willpower is huge as well.
Yes.
Pretty easily past things like rotting remains and frozen in fear. 4 agility allows her to be able to evade enemies very effectively. And 3 intellect combined with a flashlight allows you to investigate a lot of locations pretty easily.
Yeah. And like we talked about, she's actually a better tank than Roland is with that between her 4 agility to be able to evade enemies and her 7 health and 7 sanity to take a hit if necessary. She can work out. Now, she does have 1 combat, which is the lowest, but Wendy doesn't necessarily need to fight, but once you actually have access to a larger card pool, Wendy with a baseball bat can take down quite a few big bads in this game if you build the right sort of combo deck to use it. So even 1 combat is not much of a deterrent for Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy's stat line right out of the gate, she can deal with treacheries. She has a way of dealing with enemies with her 4 athletics, and her investigate's not that bad. Like, she's really strong, actually. The trick is how to make that work. It's not as straightforward as I smash every enemy with a weapon or I pull out my magnifying glass and investigate every location at 6 or 7. You gotta work at it, but once you do, Wendy's really good.
Yeah, the other hard part about Wendy is, when do I use my ability? Like, what tests do I care about failing, and what tests do I need to succeed?
That's one of the strengths of the survivor class, not just Wendy, but other survivors, is that often they can succeed by failing. The fewer tests you fail, the better off you're going to be. So getting another bite at the apple with Wendy's ability can make a huge difference to how a scenario unfolds. If you end up stuck in a spot and fail that key skill test, where a lot of other investigators would simply fold at that point, Wendy's like, fine, I'll just pitch a card and I get another chance. And if you were pretty close to, like, if you had, say, trumped the chaos bag and it was just a matter of not pulling the auto fail, well, the odds of pulling the auto fail twice are pretty low, so her ability is fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. The one thing that's interesting about her ability is what it does not do is buy her extra effective actions. So, like, where Roland lets you discover additional clues. Agnes lets you deal additional damage. Daisy's lets you take a 4th action on a tome. Wendy's ability doesn't actually buy you more actions. It just lets you convert failures within your allotted 3 into successes.
Which is makes you more efficient.
Yeah, which is very survivor. you know, pulling victory from the jaws of defeat.
Wendy's deck building size 30. Her deck building options are survivor cards, level 0 to 5, rogue cards, level 0 to 2, neutral cards, level 0 to 5, and her deck building requirements are Wendy's amulet and abandoned and alone and one random basic weakness. The rogue card pool is quite a nice fit with Wendy. You can play a powerful ally like Leo DeLuca to get an additional action if you want. You've got cards like pickpocketing, which really reward you if you decide to go the evasion route with Wendy and lean into that for agility. Hard knocks can help you a little bit with that agility if necessary. So I know when the initial core set was released, a lot of people were playing Wendy as the dodge tank who basically wrangles the enemies and just keeps them occupied while the other investigators investigate and gather clues and complete objectives as necessary. And that is something that she can be very good at with her high agility and her high willpower, which makes her very resilient against the encounter deck.
That's right. On the face of it, she can deal with both Grasping Hands and Rotting Remains just right out of the gate without any boosters. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, which is a common weakness for most people that are within the rogue card pool, is that they have a hard time dealing with treacheries. But Wendy having 4 willpower completely overcomes that weakness pretty handily. And yeah. Backstab and sneak attack are options if you need to kill enemies, which aren't bad. And you have a couple of decent upgrades with Cat Burglar and Lockpicks. Once you get Lockpicks and Wendy, you are investigating like a tank. It's pretty nuts.
Yep. Don't forget Close Call. That is a way to get rid of enemies off the board.
Wendy is a very, very solid card pool within just the core set to be able to build some pretty powerful and interesting decks.
And she gets going without actually requiring a lot of experience points. Lockpicks is 1 XP. Cat Burglar is 1 XP. Let's see. Close Call is 2. Lucky level 2 is 2. But she does not need much XP to get rolling.
Or things in play. You don't really need a lot of assets with Wendy.
Yeah, she has good stats to start off. That's true. Because she doesn't have to worry about drawing a Rotting Remains and falling over.
Yeah, she has a low XP requirements and doesn't need a whole lot of stuff in play to really get trucking, which is nice. She does have some fairly expensive events that she could play, but as I think still in the revised core, the XP cap on survivor cards is 3, I believe.
So that is still in place.
So survivors don't get 4 and 5 XP cards in the revised core set, and I think there are only 1 or 2, even in the expanded card pool. So survivors don't need a ton of experience points to make their deck. And of course, there are two sort of survivor themes that run through the revised core as well as the card pool at large. And one is the success by failing with cards like Look What I Found, which can be absolutely huge. If you investigate at locations with at least two clues and you happen to fail, you get those clues anyway, which is amazing. And cards like Lucky that let you succeed. Even though you initially failed the test, you throw a Lucky down and suddenly you're succeeding. And again, things that would hurt your tempo simply don't for Wendy. The other theme, it's not as well developed in the revised core as it becomes later, but recursion cards like scavenging that allow survivors to pull cards back from their discard pile and play them again. It gets a little more developed in later boxes, but if you can get a scavenging down and you can recycle things like flashlights and other items that you would lose permanently.
Also, since it's Wendy, once you get scavenging and lockpicks early on with Wendy, you actually have a really good engine for triggering her ability over and over. You can discard cards to her ability, get them back with scavenging, and then you've got that nice flow going, and that only costs you 2 XP. And you've got a whole engine going.
And you can get it down on the first turn. It only costs you 4 resources. So right from the get-go, you can have this combo up and running. And now you can safely trigger Wendy's ability, which we've already discussed is amazing, multiple times throughout the course of the game without having to worry about discarding other assets or other cards from your hand, which is really powerful.
How do you determine when you should be committing cards to a Wendy skill test versus saving that card to pitch it to redraw?
Ooh. Oh man, that is actually a tough call. As a nice baseline for illustration to start with, is that when you're playing on standard difficulty, if you look at the bag, the chaos bag, you'll notice that most of almost like 80-85%, most of the tokens in the bag will lower your skill value by 0, minus 1, or minus 2. So if you're able to commit cards up to deal with 0s, minus 1s, and minus 2s, you're in good shape. What Wendy lets you do is she lets you stop it being 2 over, knowing that, because you have that backstop, you know that this is a really important test, and I commit up to 2 over, but oh no, I drew the minus 4. That's okay. I'm Wendy. I'll give it another shot, and I have a good 80% chance of pulling this one out of the fire. Commit up to maybe being 1 over, or probably commit up to being like 1 over. Maybe not commit additional cards just to get to 2 or 3 over. Just like stop at 1 or 2 over, and then rely on Wendy to backstop you. And I think you're in good shape there. Also, this is before Lucky comes into play.
Yeah, I think it also depends on the cards in your hand, too, right? Like, is it better to commit a card with two of the same icon and commit that and then keep, like, say you have a card with no icons or only one icon, you can, like, save those cards and pitch those in case you fail. Yeah. So not only is it, like, determining, like, what, like, when should I be triggering this ability, but also what card should I be pitching to use this ability with?
The fact that every card in Wendy's hand has a use to fuel her ability, that means Wendy is very much free to in her deck include 2 copies of Lockpicks, 2 Lucky Rabbit's Foots, 2 Dig Deeps, because she knows that the second copy she draws is not going to be useless, because it will fuel her ability and help her pull a test out of the fire.
Yeah, her ability really lets you to be a little more conservative with your committing, whereas if I'm playing on standard, I usually want to be 2 up before the pull, because that's going to remove most of the bad tokens from the bag. But with Wendy, you can afford to go a little lower and okay, if I fail, well, I've got a card that I can pitch to it. But if I scrape by, great. That's a card I've saved for another skill test that I might need further down the road, or that I really need to pass. So I have a tendency anyway to be like, well, I really need to be 2 over, so I'll commit enough cards. Sometimes then you draw the 0, right? And it's just like, well, I just wasted my perception or my guts on this. With Wendy, you can say, well, I don't need to commit the perception to this test. I can hold it back. And if I get lucky, great. If I don't, well, then I'll pitch a card that may not be the perception. I can pitch the Switchblade in my hand that I'm never going to play to this, and get another attempt at that intellect skill test, which is quite helpful.
With Wendy, thanks to her ability providing a backstop, you never really have to go all in on being 4 or 5 over when making an important test. You really don't, because you have Wendy to help you out.
Wendy's signature asset is one of the more tricky ones in the game. That is Wendy's Amulet. It's a 2-cost asset with 2 wild skill icons, which is amazing. Item and relic traits, Wendy Adams deck only. You may play the topmost event in your discard pile as if it were in your hand. And it has the forced effect: after you play an event, place it on the bottom of your deck instead of in your discard pile. It takes up an accessory slot. Again, the Wendy's Amulet leans into the recursion theme that runs throughout the Survivor card pool. And I have played not a ton of Wendy, but I have played Wendy, but I don't think I have ever played the Amulet correctly.
The trick with Wendy's Amulet, there's actually a rule of thumb way to do it. What Wendy's Amulet lets you do is it lets you commit events to skill tests or use Wendy's ability to redraw, but that event still being in your hand, so to speak, because you can play it out of the discard pile. So you can do things like, I'll discard the lucky to redraw a skill test, knowing that the lucky's still there and available to me. That's the real trick, is it lets you commit your events before playing your events. It lets you pull double duty. Look What I Found is an even better example, actually, because you can commit the Look What I Found to an investigate test, knowing that if you ever were to ever fail a test by two or less, you can just play the Look What I Found out of your discard pile. It's that double duty that it lets you do.
I think you have just raised the veil that was covering my eyes regarding this card.
Thank you so much.
That's a very good point. Now, you know, if you are committing those events or discarding those events, you still have an opportunity to play them. I think I often end up trying to play the events, and then they're like, well, they're just going under your they're going under the bottom of your deck, so you don't get to do that. I have learned something here, so thank you.
That's why you invited me onto the podcast. Hey, Nate, does this mean that am I like a lesser old one, or am I just a cultist?
I don't know exactly how the hierarchy within the lower classes works. I'd have to consult with some of the other great old ones to figure out all the logistics of that matter. But on the point of Wendy, like you were saying, you know, it's exactly what you said. You can also build degenerate combos with Wendy's Amulet if you use things like Premonition. But like you said, you know, the main way to play Wendy's Amulet is by having events with multiple icons on them, pitching them, and then getting recursion back from Wendy's Amulet.
The other benefit is that if you draw an Elder Sign, it does auto-succeed. That doesn't happen all that often, but it's still pretty nice to be able to pull that odd test out of the fire where it's just like, I was going to fail this thing no matter what. And all of a sudden it's like, nope, I'm actually going to automatically succeed at that.
Yeah, there's also the fringe benefit of it putting cards back into your deck if you're playing Dunwich and you get something like Beyond the Veil or Visions of Future Past that slowly drain your deck. You know, this becomes a much more valuable resource in a campaign like that where it can literally save your life.
Sometimes, you know, making your deck bigger matters.
Wendy's signature weakness is Abandoned and Alone. It has the Madness trait and the Revelation. Take two direct horror and remove all cards in your discard pile from the game. Usually when you are playing Wendy, you sort of assume that she has... you play her as though she has 5 sanity because you know at some point during the game you are going to draw her weakness and you are going to take 2 direct horror. The big difference here being direct horror, which has to go on the investigator. You can't pawn that horror off on an ally. So it does have the potential to kill you if you get careless and take a little too much horror with Wendy, and then suddenly you draw your weakness and you're dead. The removing of the discard pile, I've actually had this card whiff more than it's really ever hurt me. I always seem to draw this one early, and I have either a negligible discard pile or a very small one that really doesn't hurt me all that much.
Yeah, this one feels probably the most mild of all the 5 weaknesses, of all the 5 signature weaknesses. Taking 2 horror can suck, but, you know, as long as you, like you said, kind of keep in mind that you're essentially playing with 5 sanity, then this weakness becomes pretty mild. You know, there are those instances where you have your amulet out and you're trying to, like, set up this long, sort of elaborate combo, and then this ruins your day. But I think by and large, like, that's rarely going to happen, if ever. The survivor card pool, especially as it expands, has so much horror soak that, you know, 2 horror becomes fairly negligible.
There's not much you can do about it. You draw it, you take a 2 horror, you say goodbye to your discard pile.
It's not something like Dark Memory that persists on and on, you know, where it continues to deal you horror unless you get rid of it. This is, you know, it comes in and does its thing and then goes away, and you know, that's going to be fine. In most games, you're going to just take it on the chin and move on.
Yeah, I find it interesting to compare this to, say, to Roland's, where he's taking the mental trauma. You know, Wendy, it's just like, well, we're going to saddle Roland with 5 sanity and a sort of average willpower, and here Wendy is just like, she takes 2 horror, but she's also got 4 willpower, so the odds of her getting tagged by a really bad rotting remains is a lot lower than it is with somebody like Roland. So Wendy's skills actually help her weather this quite a bit better than poor Roland does. So she's got the strengths where she needs them in this case. And yeah, like you said, Matastrophic, you take the two horror and you move on. And usually you'll have allies on the table who they may not be able to take this two direct horror, but you can certainly pawn off the other horror on them. And so you can make Wendy's great health and sanity last for an entire game. I don't think this has ever caused me to die in when I've played Wendy, so I definitely consider it to be one of the weaknesses in the game.
I will say, though, that in the revised core itself, she does not get a lot of extra sanity soak. Her allies right in her starter deck are Leo DeLuca, which is really expensive and you don't want to lose him, and Stray Cat, which has no sanity. It's not until you expand your card pool where you get more sanity soak for her.
Yeah, that's
so
a good point.
In that regard, Abandoned Alone can be kind of nasty because that seven is often all she has to work with.
You do have Elder Sign Amulet if you really needed it.
True.
Or you have a Quinna if you like really wanted to go that route.
So expensive, though.
She is, but I mean, four, yeah. You know, five total damage and horror is nothing to pretty scoff good. At.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. It's
pretty good, so...
Yeah, it has been interesting sort of reviewing the revised core and looking back at these cards and trying, while we're doing that, trying to keep in mind all the cards that they do not have access to, where a lot of survivors would simply grab Cherished Keepsake from Echoes of the Past and never look back and have that two sanity in their back pocket. Not having that option in the revised core does make Wendy a little more vulnerable to this weakness than you might otherwise suspect. The thing I guess about Leo is, while you don't want to lose him, at least he has two health and two sanity, so you can pawn off one horror on him and keep him around for the rest of the game if necessary. And sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and let him take the whole 10 and get rid of him. But yeah. Man, you hate to do that if you can, because those actions are so good.
Yeah. Fortunately, though, Wendy's ability means that she's probably not going to get caught without. She's like the typical scenario where Roland draws a Rotting Remains, draws an auto fail, and says goodbye. That is much less likely to happen to Wendy, simply because she can redraw that auto fail.
She's already got the four willpower to start with, so she's already one up, and then she can repull if necessary. So the odds of her taking that three horror or max horror from it is quite a bit lower than somebody like Roland, who is going to pray that he has a guts in hand or a physical training on the table. Wendy's deck, we have, again, 17 assets. Wow, I don't think I've ever played a survivor with 17 assets in a deck. We've got her Amulet, Switchblade, Burglary, Pickpocketing, the 41 Derringer, Leo DeLuca, Hard Knocks, Leather Coat, Scavenging, Baseball Bat, Rabbit's Foot, Stray Cat, Dig Deep, and the complimentary Knives and Flashlights. The events package includes Elusive, Backstab, Sneak Attack, Cunning Distraction, Liquid I Found Lucky, and two Emergency Cash. We've got skills. We've got Opportunist, Survival Instinct, two Overpowers, and two Unexpected Courage. And we have, of course, Abandoned and Alone and Amnesia, which is actually a pretty painful weakness for Wendy, since Amnesia basically eliminates all but one card in your hand. And, of course, that there's no quicker way to nip Wendy's ability in the bud than to take away all her cards. Overall, I think this deck is there is definitely some chafe in here that you can get rid of. The Switchblades are not going to do Wendy any good. Burglary, you can get rid of that unless you're going for some sort of combo build. Baseball bat actually can be a little helpful if you need to kill a rat. That's Wendy's rat bashing tool if necessary. I don't know why the overpower is in this deck. That seems like a very odd choice to me. I guess if she needs to kill a rat, but I don't think I've ever played overpower in a Wendy deck, so surprised to see it here.
Give the overpowers to Roland.
That's right.
And then take his manual dexterities.
That's right. If Agnes doesn't get the manual dexterities first, give them to Wendy so she can play them.
Yeah, it seems like they tried to like overcompensate for all of the investigators' weaknesses, you know, and that's why they gave like it seems like the opposite skills of what they should have had. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think Daisy needs manual decks. I don't think Roland needs manual decks, you know, and I feel like that was probably like it's obviously an intentional design choice to have the investigators make those tests and at least try to pass them when you're playing in a core box experience. I get it, but you're going to have a much better time if you just redistribute those skills. You know, I think Wendy's deck is pretty good. You know, all things considered, she has a lot of things going for her. And because of her, just the nature of her stat line and her ability, like every card becomes at least somewhat useful in Wendy.
Yeah, that event package that she starts with is really good, actually. Yeah.
Elusive and backstab.
I forgot about that.
Look what I found. Lucky, emergency cash.
Those are some of the best cards in the game, still, to this day.
Very strong. Yeah, her skills package is kind of wonky with Opportunist and Overpower in there. The Unexpected Courage and Survival Instinct could be quite good, but Opportunist. Yeah,
Survival Instinct is very underrated, especially in solo play. I think Survival Instinct is... She gets Survival Instinct and she gets access to Cat Burglar later. Between those two, you can get a nice evasion package going.
Yeah, Survival Instinct is particularly useful in the campaign that you're going to be playing it in. You know, in Night of the Zealot, it is really good.
Yeah.
Do not sleep on that.
Yeah, so, but her assets, survivors aren't known for needing a lot of assets, and Wendy is no exception. I mean, you could make an argument for just dropping all the weapons, except maybe baseball bat, you know, just for the rat killer, and then, you know, your deck probably gets better. You can just take Agnes's survivor cards and stick them into Wendy, and you're probably better off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other thing to note about survivors in general is they don't have a ton of resource generation, typically.
It's true.
So paying for expensive cards is paying for a lot of assets is going to be trouble for them, especially if you're planning on playing Cunning Distraction, which I think costs 5, which is very high.
Cunning Distractions, that is very high, but it has the important use for when you do get surrounded, especially in a solo environment. Getting surrounded by multiple enemies is really bad. At least Cunning Distraction gives you a way out of that. Yeah, it also has good icons. I do think there's an angle with Wendy where you can really lean on Dig Deep. Fortunately with Wendy, her Dig Deep is both of her good skills right there on one card. You can just play really cheap stuff and then just pitch all your money into Dig Deep just to convert cash into stat bonuses. Wendy's really good, guys. that's all I've got to say. But it's interesting because you have to let go of killing all the enemies to really embrace Wendy.
The typical kill everything, leave nothing alive is not something that you can do with Wendy. You need to if you've only got one, maybe two copies of Backstab at your disposal, you have to be very picky about what you are going to kill. Mm-hmm. Even committing to a baseball bat is, you need to be careful with that as well. I mean, the baseball bat can break, you can get it back, but it's not, whacking everything over the head is not a viable option, especially when you're going in with one combat. Although I have killed the experiment with her, so if you get the right cards, if you build the right deck, Wendy can kill just about anything, which is the power of survivors.
She does have Will to Survive in the core set, and that is how you do it.
Yep. That's going to do it for our look at Wendy Adams, the Urchin. Very solid investigator with a great spread of skills. Not a skill point wasted on this character. You couple that that great skill package with an amazing ability and plenty of health and sanity, and you have a very solid investigator who will who can investigate and evade if necessary, and isn't going to fail that many tests. Any final thoughts?
One final thought I would have about Wendy is if you're playing the game solo, I would recommend you play Wendy first. I know the game wants you to play Roland first, but I'd really recommend you play Wendy because she has everything you're going to need to be able to succeed right from the very get-go.
Yes. Yes, and just her ability being able to prevent you from getting completely hosed by a failed test, that's very important. Oh my gosh, and I just noticed she gets... You Catastrophe is in the core, is in the revised core.
Yeah, which is an incredible card for her too. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's a good general rule. If you are interested in playing this game solo, the survivor investigators tend to be among the better solo investigators in the game, and Wendy is no exception. For a couple reasons, because one, they often succeed by failing anyway, so it's hard to suffer a setback with them because usually they have some way of turning a bad test into a good test for them anyway. And they also have generally good willpower and agility, which are very good against the encounter deck. They often have average to below average intellect, which you might think is a problem, but they also have plenty of cards that help them gather clues without actually having to investigate the traditional way, like Look What I Found. Sure. Lucky can help them pull out tests. Flashlight will get them clues. So they are very, very strong solo investigators in a lot of cases. You compare her to somebody like Agnes, for example, where Wendy can basically... You can sit down to play and you need very few assets on the table to actually make her work. Agnes is the exact opposite. Agnes is basically can't do anything until you play a bunch of assets. And if you don't have those assets in your hand at the start of the game, you could be in for a very bad time. That is definitely not the case with Wendy and even Roland to an extent. You know, if Roland doesn't get his weapons and he draws an early enemy, he might be in trouble. Wendy has that 4 agility. She evades that enemy and leaves and never has to worry about it again. Do not underestimate the value of evasion if you're interested in playing in the solo format. That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter @manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your elder sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.